don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Monday, June 8, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I want to mention a new, brand new housing project in Petoskey, Pickerel Lake Road, 1.7 miles east off of US 31. PinePondHomes.com is the website. Heidi is the sales lady. We're going to have her on the show this week. Closed on Mondays, but she's there throughout the week, various hours, Tuesday through Saturday. She's closed Sunday and Monday. Affordable housing, brand new house, starting, I believe, at $225, going all the way up to $375. Mortgage financing available, brand new project, energy efficient homes. You need to check this out. Pine, P-I-N-E, Pond, Homes is plural, .com. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Go see Heidi. You get to pick out all of the things you want in the home. Your countertops, your cabinets, your flooring. Beautiful, brand new, energy efficient homes starting at $225,000. If you're in that price range, I highly recommend you check it out. They have a nice little project right there off of Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey. Kind of an interesting story popped up over the weekend. The largest and most influential labor unions in the state of Michigan, the UAW, United Auto Workers, announced that it's endorsing very progressive Democrat Abdul El-Sayed in this upcoming competitive U.S. Senate race, representing 300,000 active and retired Michigan members. The UAW said El-Sayed has rallied with laid-off UAW workers at Cleveland Cliffs, marched with UAW local leaders, 600 members, met with workers in communities hollowed out by outsourcing, and has traveled the state listening directly to union members about their challenges facing Michigan. El-Sayed, a former Wayne County health director, has made labor issues a central part of his campaign. His campaign said he has been a member of several unions, including the American Federation Teachers Local, SEIU Local 500, the National Writers Union, and the American Association of University Professors. El Sayed said, "I am deeply honored and proud to have earned the support of the UAW. Michigan Union Auto Workers built the American middle class and proved that when people stand together, there's nothing we can't accomplish. Unlike campaigns powered by corporate PAC money or Israeli Air PAC, Washington insiders, our campaign is built alongside workers and union members." Got a few more paragraphs of this story. We'll wrap it up. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, this UAW, United Auto Workers, public statement, this story coming out and endorsing Abdul El Sayed for the U.S. Senate in this very competitive upcoming August 4th Democrat nomination primary election. Two other candidates running against El Sayed. Well, this UAW endorsement could swing it in his favor. El Sayed, in speaking, said, "Together, we are going to take on corporate greed, rebuild an economy that works for working people, strengthen collective bargaining, and ensure that the future of Michigan's manufacturing is built right here by union workers. Solidarity forever." Well, this breaking endorsement story comes on top of a new internal poll released by El Sayed's campaign, showing the former Wayne County Health Director holding his biggest lead in the primary race to date. The survey, which he hired Tolkien Research to basically do the poll, found El Sayed at 41%, followed by U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens of Birmingham at 23%, and State Senator Mallory McMorrow down at 18%. The poll was commissioned by a newly formed progressive coalition preparing to back El Sayed's candidacy. The group is led by Hannah Fertig, who previously worked on presidential campaigns for Bernie Sanders, J.D. Vance, and longtime Michigan political operative Connor Farrell. Tolkien Research is a very well-known Democratic polling firm. Well, kind of interesting, because the UAW endorsement drew immediate criticism from the Republicans, who framed the move as a sign of division within the Democratic Party. Michigan Republican Party Senior Communication Advisor Greg Mance called the endorsement a stunning rebuke of U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens and the Democratic establishment, saying Democrats are facing a messy and divisive primary. This endorsement confirms what many Democrats have feared for months. Abdul El Sayed's radical agenda is gaining traction inside a party that continues to lurch to the left, Mans said. Mans also criticized El Sayed's support for Medicare for All. He basically wants to end private health care insurance. He wants government-run Medicare for everybody. He's also attacked his climate policies, saying that they would threaten union jobs and Michigan's automobile industry. What are his climate policies? Well, Abdul El Sayed agrees with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's energy policies and the plan to make Michigan have all of its electricity generated by wind turbines and solar panels by 2040. And converting all of our automobiles to either hybrids or electric vehicles. Well, we already know electric vehicles are not popular by the buying consuming public, and as a result would actually hurt the automobile industry. Republican spokesperson Greg Mans contrasted El Sayed with Republican Mike Rogers, who man says Rogers is focused on lowering costs, strengthening the economy, and delivering real results for working families. Now, on the national level, National Republican Senatorial Committee also weighed in. saying that the endorsement by the UAW showed El Sayed's campaign has the momentum. National Republican Senatorial Regional Press Secretary Samantha Cantrell said the UAW had snubbed Mallory McMorrow, state senator from Royal Oak, and U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, pointing to McMorrow's past comments about bookkeeping and Stevens' role as chief of staff for Obama's U.S. Auto Rescue Task Force. Cantell said telling auto workers to take up bookkeeping or support job-killing electric vehicle mandates will continue to haunt Mallory McMorrow and Haley Stevens in this race. Abdul El Sayed's momentum cannot be underestimated, and Republicans will fight tirelessly to make sure his radical agenda stalls out in November. Well, I got to tell you, folks, I'm sorry, but the Democratic Party's in trouble. If this ends up being the winner of this primary, Mike Rogers is going to be the next U.S. Senator. It's that simple. His mandates for electric vehicles, his mandates for green energy here in Michigan, Medicare for all, his climate policies, you add it all up. The guy is way too far left, way too far progressive for the state of Michigan. Although Mike Rogers, in my opinion, is not the best candidate we could have come up with, Donald Trump's endorsed him. And by the time the Iran war is over, gas prices are coming down, people are starting to go to work, this is going to be huge. This is absolutely going to be huge. So, as I've even noticed more and more Abdul El Sayed signs out there, people's yards, it looks like the Democrats have made their choice. This is without a doubt going to be very, very interesting. Oh, I just got another text alert. For those of you who can't make it to Charlevoix today at 2 o'clock to see Perry Johnson, he's going to be doing another one tomorrow afternoon on Tuesday, June 9th. Grand Travers County GOP offices on Garfield Avenue. He'll be in Traverse City tomorrow from 4 to 5. So if you'd like the flyer on TC, text me TC, and I will send you the flyer for this event tomorrow. If you want the one for Charlevoix today at 2 o'clock, just text me PJ for Perry Johnson. Going to be a very interesting afternoon today. We'll be heading there in Traverse City. I've got another meeting shortly after, and then I'm going to be going over to Gaylord this evening. So, again, if you'd like today's event, 2 o'clock in Charlevoix, text me PJ. I've already put that into my phone. Let's do this. Will that allow me to do that? No, it won't. Oh, there it is. Okay. There. Bring that up to there. Bring this one up to here. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. Multitasking while on the radio. I apologize. And hit save. There we go. Okay, I got it stored in the phone. So if you'd like to join me today in Charlevoix, 2 o'clock, text me PJ for Perry Johnson. Tomorrow, 4 to 5 down in Traverse City, text me TC for Traverse City. I've got them both in my phone now, and the phone will auto-reply. One of the things you have to understand, this process, this entire process, basically, at this point, changes everything on the Democrat side. UAW folks, 300,000 current and retired workers. Most of them vote in the Democratic primary. Even the conservative union members, there's no reason to vote for Mike Rogers because he's unopposed and has Donald Trump's endorsement. Now, the only problem, if you cross over and vote for Abdul El-Sayed to make sure that he gets the Democrat nomination, you won't be able to vote for the governor's race. So, if that's what you were thinking, don't do it. It's more important that you vote for the governor. I'm voting personally for Perry Johnson. It's more important for you to vote for Perry Johnson on the August 4th primary than it is to cross over and vote for Abdul El-Sayed on the Democrat side. Let them fight it out and pick their candidate, then they have to live with it. All of us need to stay and vote for the Republican gubernatorial candidate. The governor's race is more critical than the U.S. Senate race. Because if the Democrats end up going with Abdul El-Sayed, Mike Rogers is the next U.S. Senator. It's that simple. He's more moderate. He's more middle of the road. The PACs that are supporting him are going to spend a ton of money on TV heading into November. This will be an easy victory for Rogers. For once, we'll have one Republican and one Democrat U.S. Senator in Washington representing our state of Michigan. We're a divided state. We'll have a Republican and a Democrat U.S. Senator in Washington. Very, very, very interesting development taking place. One of the things that we're absolutely looking at here, folks, the fact that this is going to happen starting actually the ballots start going out on June 23rd. When that happens, just 2 weeks from tomorrow, absentee early voting starts. It's going to be very, very clear based on polling, based on advertising in the newspaper, what direction this is going to end up going. One of the things I think that we're going to be looking at is the momentum. The number of signs you start seeing popping up in yards, the ads that you're going to start seeing on TV. The money is going to go his way. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is